is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
My colleague and friend Malcolm Honlein, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations, and we welcome David Albright, the physicist and a weapons expert who is the founder of the Institute for Science and International Security. We're talking nukes here. Islamic Republic of Iran's suspect nuclear weapons program. David is our good colleague, and we've talked to him for years. Now there is right in front of us the threat of a direct attack from Iran to Israel. Therefore, David, a very good evening to you. I have read that there is thinking that Iran will use these pregnant moments, this threat that the Ayatollah has issued, and the preparation for an incoming attack all across the region to rush the program, their suspect nuclear weapons program, something called breakout time. Do you account for that theory? Good evening to you, David.
Good evening. There's two parts to making a nuclear weapon. One is making the weapon-grade uranium, and the other is fashioning that material into a nuclear weapon. And I think Iran's been using this, the crisis that's been in existence for the last year or so, to install centrifuges at the Fordow, deeply buried enrichment site. It's been accumulating 60% enriched uranium, more 20% enriched uranium, so that it has reached a point today where it could break out just at Fordow, which is very hard to destroy, and make enough weapon grade uranium within days for a nuclear weapon. If they get slow, if they have problems, it could be a week or two. But it's quite a capability in place that has kind of crept up on us, and it's been shielded by all these things going on in the Middle East, we're now at a point where they can rapidly make weapon grade uranium if they choose to do so.
Malcolm.
What about the other elements, the weaponization? What about the deliverability? We see the advances they've made in ballistic missiles. Are all the other elements in place? If they have the enrichment, more advanced, the IR-6s now functioning. Is the cycle complete and just a question of putting it all together?
Well, that's the great debate right now, at least in my community. And you can even see it playing out. It's a debate between the United States and Israeli intelligence communities and even our own U.S. intelligence agency came out recently and said Iran's made advancements toward building the nuclear weapon. And they aren't just talking about being able to make weapon grade uranium quicker. And so there is a growing sense that Iran has been speeding up its work on developing the capability to make a nuclear weapon itself, and that, now, how long would it take them? And that's the discussion we want to have and encourage the intelligence community in the United States to start having, because it's been completely unwilling so far. We think that in 6 months, in 6 months, they could have a crude nuclear device that they could test underground, they could threaten with. North Korea and Pakistan had no more when they declared themselves nuclear powers. And so It's a weapon that they could get pretty quickly. Now, it wouldn't be deliverable by a missile. That's going to take more work. And again, how long is a big debate? It varies. My own view is to take another 6 months or so. And then if you really wanted to crank them out, crank out the warheads, it may take many more months to put together the production complex to be able to do that in a kind of on a production scale level. So, but I do think that the timeline to having a nuclear explosive is relatively short. And as I said, last year we thought it was 6 months. It could very well be less now. I think at my institute that they've been, in a sense, exploring nuclear weapons problems using civilian scientific studies as a cover. And they've done that in the past. We think that it may have been picking up in the recent years. And so that the nuclear weapons program is thinking about, okay, we have the weapon grade uranium. If we break out, we better be able to put that in a nuclear explosive pretty quickly, because they know that if they do break out and produce weapon-grade uranium, the countries like Israel, and it probably with support of the United States, will be planning to attack. And so they need to be able to quickly develop a capability to say, look, you can attack us, but now we have a nuclear weapon. And yeah, you can assess it can only be used in an underground test or delivered by truck. But how certain are you of that? And so they can start playing the kind of games that other countries have played in as they develop this kind of nuclear weapon status.
David, this is an extraordinary time to the threat of war. Does Rafael Grossi have an opinion of the Islamic Republic's suspect nuclear weapons program during these days?
They've lied to him for years. So, I mean, he's very fed up and has been doing everything to show that Iran has undeclared nuclear material. It had a nuclear weapons program in the past, and there's ongoing questions about how, in his mind and the inspector's mind, about how much of that continues today. And Iran just stonewalls, lies, and he's been seeking support from member states to better confront Iran and empower him to have some leverage on the Iranian government. And they haven't been stepping up to the plate. I mean, it's kind of a scary time when the Europeans are tougher than the United States at the IA Board of Governors. You know, there's another board meeting coming up in early September. Hopefully, get its backbone a little stiffer.
Have you seen any shift in the U.S. position in that regard? As you said, they seem to have dissuaded the Europeans from a tougher action at the last meeting. And you can tell us if that's correct. But do you think any chance that the U.S. will in fact impose sanctions? Will we see greater efforts to work with the Europeans, because it could be a good united front now?
Well, I hope so. I mean, the Europeans kind of outmaneuvered the United States, which was trying to undermine their ability to have a Board of Governors resolution. And so they very cleverly managed the process so the U.S. couldn't oppose the resolution, and it passed. Now, the question is, if Iran has not addressed the IAEA's concerns, they've now been given a warning that perhaps it's time for the board to basically make a very strong statement that Iran's in violation of its commitments under the Non-Proliferation Treaty and open the door to a snapback of sanctions in the process laid out in the nuclear deal. U.S. should be willing to impose more sanctions. Now, you all know better than I. I mean, it's a couple months before the election. I mean, will they do it? I don't know. I mean, they've been very disappointing. I mean, from my experiences, they do everything they can to avoid a crisis, thinking and without realizing that mindset generates more crises than if you just deal with it up front. I mean, this problem would have been a lot simpler to solve 2 years ago than it is today.
David Albright is a physicist and a weapons expert, the founder of the Non-Governmental Institute for Science and International Security, Malcolm Honlein, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations. I'm John Batchelor.